I worked with solvents intermittently for the last 13 years and on a daily basis for 5 of the 13 years, doing research and development prototypes for engineers in my organization. I worked around a wide variety of chemicals and solvents. The most hazardous chemicals I worked with were toluene, methylene chloride, xylene, trichloroethylene, 111 trichloroethane, freon, fluorinert, acetone, photoresist, strippers, developers, ferric chloride, hydrofluoric acid, hydrochloric acid, nitric, sulfuric acid, potassium gold cyanide, sodium peroxide, hydrogen peroxide, acetic acid, iodine, potassium iodine, and small amounts of various other chemicals. My main assignment was in photolithography, which is a process that transfers patterns to a substrate such as ceramic or silicon. I also did etching and further processing of the same samples. I stepped into an area which had been doing the same process for 15 to 20 years. Supervision and engineers had changed over time, but basically the process was still the same and very similar to what had been happening for a number of years. I had a very high level of trust going into this job. I, like everyone else that you see here today, was willing to work and ready to work and do a good job. I was told what to do and shown how to perform the task. I was not given MSDSs or material safety data sheets or educated as to the hazards of the chemicals that I was working with. I was not given a respirator or any of the other special equipment. I worked in a clean room on clean benches with processes and facilities which had been modified over time. Modifications were not monitored. What started out as a safe environment had evolved into a hazardous work environment. Health effects seen in our small group of 7 to 8 individuals is astounding, considering that 90% of these individuals had no prior history of health problems. We represent different age groups, ethnic populations, and backgrounds. Health effects to date are carpal tunnel, ulnar nerve problems, reflex sympathetic dystrophy, headaches, fatigue, memory loss, attention switching, poor attention spans, slowed reflexes, encephalopathy, which is a degenerative brain disease, positive MRIs, which are actual dead spots in the brain, hypothyroidism, adrenaline gland failures, colon polyps, pacemaker, lupus, cancer, menstrual problems, cervical precancerous tissue, reactive airway disease, multiple chemical sensitivities, high liver readings, sinus surgeries, irritability, depression, anxiety, and higher rates of infection. These are by no means the only health effects these individuals have. Solvents attack each individual at points that they are genetically the weakest. Photoresists are known to cause birth defects to the unborn fetus. Solvents affect the immune system and weaken an individual's system to fight disease and infection. Lack of ventilation is the main underlying cause for most solvent injuries. NIOSH physicians Dr. Aaron Sussell and Audrey Miller explained the ventilation issue to me. They explained that nose breathers receive more brain damage because the solvents inhaled go directly to the brain than those that are filtered through the liver that are ingested by the mouth. A person receives more damage from inhalation than standing with their hands in the solvent for a short period of time. The emphasis for me has been proper ventilation. Individuals have no control over the facility in which they work. Improper facility design is responsible for the majority of the damage seen in solvent-exposed workers. My personal effects are respiratory problems, hypothyroidism, memory problems, lupus, and fatigue. I have been isolated in my work environment so that I am not exposed to great numbers of people. Diesel exhaust, perfumes, household cleansers, fertilizers cause great difficulty. My daily life has been affected to the point that I am a completely different individual than I was 6 years ago. Some of the legislation that I believe that I would like to see would be the health data that is gathered from lawsuits or any other suit should be made public with the individual's permission, that other individuals could benefit from this knowledge. As the case with GTE Lenkirk, Lenkirk owned the data and it was completely destroyed following that particular lawsuit. Physicians in this area know little about chemical exposure, although they have a wealth of data that should have been available to them. I would like to see laws reinstated that companies would have to be liable for injury in New Mexico. Under the present New Mexico law, companies cannot be sued by employees for injury or death. I would like to see the change in the statute of limitation on workman's compensation to more than 1 year. Solvent injury is hard to diagnose and identify. Workers who are still employed have little recourse in the state of New Mexico. I would like to see a law added that would impose an extra tax on companies which use solvents such as toluene or methylene chloride. This money would be used to help pay for individuals who have been exposed with solvents. I would like to see laws banished from the books that give companies special rights at the expense of the lives of people in New Mexico. We do not want the industry or the title of Silicon Hill without the legal protection for individual workers.